Scott Englund, Fantasy Sports Network, here with Dodgers hitting coach Turner Ward. Turner, it's been kind of a struggle for Cody Bellinger, but looking over the advanced stats, at least that's what people like me do, it doesn't seem like he's doing anything different approach-wise. What do you think it's going to take for Cody to be the kind of the guy that we saw last year?
No, I think it's like any young hitter. I mean, that second season, teams seem to get a little bit more analytics, and they kind of find out kind of where some of those holes are. And to me, being in the big leagues is all about shrinking your holes. That's all you're trying to do. You're trying to maximize your strengths and minimize your weaknesses. And so, you know, teams have identified some of those things, and we just try to continue to kind of make that swing a little bit more efficient, calming some things down, and kind of trying to stay more in his zone more.
Max Muncy has been a total revelation for you guys. It looks like he's also changed his approach from what he was earlier in his career when he was more upright. You know, is that one of the reasons? What do you think some of the reasons are for Max's breakout this year?
Well, I'm sure probably kind of experience has kind of played a part of it, because you hopefully that, you know, as guys grow and get into the league, they make the adjustments. You know, he realized, and he's talking about the adjustments he's made in the past. You know, and some of those, sometimes those things kind of work out for the better. And for me, it's just his calmness at the plate, his barrel control. And to me, that's it. He lets the pitcher do all the work, and he's just getting the barrel to the place, to the spot.
Matt Kemp was at a point where some people might have think his career was winding down, but now he's having one of his best seasons ever. What do you think the reasons are for that, especially from a mechanical perspective?
Well, I mean, if you look just from a mechanical perspective, you're kind of just going to see the same guy. Again, you know, getting back, you know, to the Dodgers, maybe that kind of revived him a little bit. Playing on a team now that's kind of playing for something. You know, all I can say is just great things about him, his work ethic in the cage, what he's trying to do, how he's trying to approach a pitcher. I mean, he has an idea of what he's wanting to do, and he's pro, and you know what, he's been a big boost for this club.
Yasiel Puig, you know, we all know the potential is there. And, you know, we've seen some signs, but what do you think it's going to take for Yasiel to be that kind of superstar hitter that everybody's looking forward to seeing?
Well, I mean, there's no doubt. You know, I've made it apparent to him. I feel like he's an MVP-type player. You know, it takes a lot of things to come together to be that type of player on a regular basis. And, you know, that's kind of mentally being in the game, physically working on the right things and staying consistent in what he's doing. And, you know, I've seen him grow in those areas the past couple of years. So I really believe that he's going to kind of maximize that ability along with his the mental part of his game.